Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets with me, your host, Rachel Peterson. I had to put my name in there because extra people have been pronouncing it Peterson lately, and I'm like, no, it's still Peterson. So let's cue that intro and get this episode started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, hi guys. This question comes up all the time. The whole idea of niching down, finding ideal clients. People ask this so much that if I didn't know better, I would start to wonder, am I running my business wrong? Okay, we're going to talk about what niching down means. Now, before all of the comments come in, what is niche? In other locations, people say niching down. And I say niching down because I'm from Minnesota and that's just how I learned it. So, niching down is basically the process of finding like a subsection of the market that you can serve and you build a reputation to serve. Niching down can be awesome. It can also be a little bit tricky because when you kind of go to a subsection of the market and specialize there, some people have difficulty in their mind ever jumping from one to the next. They have difficulty transitioning if they discover that they don't love the niche that they're in. And so I go back and forth about this. Now, I will say the way that I believe in niching down is totally different than other people's methodology. I truly believe, first and foremost, and one person who really solidified this for me is Giselle Ugardi. She's incredibly brilliant. But she shared, like, you are the niche. And I've always believed this to be the case. I don't think that you should only talk about one facet of your business or one facet of your personality. You can serve clients in many different industries and learn from one industry, bring what you've learned from one industry into another. And what's neat about that is that there are certain insights or strategies or tactics that you can learn in one industry that haven't been brought to another industry before. So I'm a huge fan, I'm a huge believer in taking on multiple industries or multiple subsections of industries and finding out kind of where you want to focus based on what you're enjoying. Now, niching is not necessarily the same as focusing on what you enjoy. And I think that that's a really big distinction. Sometimes people are like, well, I hate this industry and I hate this industry and I don't want to work with them. That's totally fine. That doesn't necessarily mean you're niching down. It just means, hey, you don't like this industry. It's okay. You don't have to serve it. Or if you don't like doing something like creating videos, perfect. Go ahead and leave it. Doesn't mean that you're necessarily niching down. You're just saying no to the things that you really don't want to learn or serve or the industries that you don't want to go into. I know that there are kind of two different ways to look at this. One is from like the personal brand or the influencer side of things. And when it comes to niching down, you can grow faster within a particular niche if you do narrow it down. But I've oftentimes seen people who have narrowed down what they're going to talk about have difficulty expanding beyond that. And that's part of the reason why in my personal brand and in my own platforms, I talk about a lot of different things. I'll talk about my experiences in parenting, my healing journey, postpartum positivity for moms. Like, there's a lot of different things that I talk about that don't directly relate to the type of business that I'm focusing on at the moment. But then there's also the other side of it, and there's business. There's this whole concept of preeminence. My mentor, Jay Abraham, he's known as, I think, the $8 billion man. He's a genius. And he talks a lot about just establishing preeminence, establish preeminence. If you ever listen to anything that he does, he's going to tell you a bajillion times to establish preeminence. And sometimes people think that the only way that you can establish preeminence is by focusing on a specific niche or a specific industry or a subset of an industry. And I really, truly believe that establishing preeminence can supersede an industry. Now, here's another reason why I don't necessarily believe in niching down. And this is really interesting. Sometimes the industries that we're naturally drawn to or that we think we want to specialize in have a glamorous look on the outside, but when you get closer to the industry, you start to realize, oh, this isn't as glamorous as I thought. A few different examples include working with celebrities, working in fashion, working in beauty, working with boutiques, or working for like amusement parks or anything like that. You might think like, oh, this is so glamorous. And the truth of the matter is you're probably romanticizing an industry. Totally fine. I do it too. There are certain industries that I romanticize from time to time. But if you build in that business and you start to go really deep and you learn the behind the scenes and you start to discover more about what it really looks like, you may become disillusioned and suddenly think that you want to give up the business altogether. And that happens in any business, in any industry. A lot of industries have crazy dark underbellies. I've even experienced this myself. I've had moments, even over this last month, where I was like, I want to give up online marketing. I'm angry. I feel disillusioned. And I realized I can't make this decision until I face some things myself personally. And so I'm working on those and then I'll make a decision. But we're really going to go into focusing more just on business as a whole versus online marketing. However, when you glamorize an industry and think I need to niche into that, there may come a point where one day you find yourself disillusioned or angry or bitter at the very industry that you once romanticized. Whew, that's a mouthful. But I want to give you guys that heads up. There is some freedom in not niching down, because now as you maybe go into some of the hardships of one industry and realize, okay, I think I need a break from this right now, you can go into another industry and easily just float from one to the next. But when your entire branding is built on one industry, it can be difficult to flow from one industry to the next without feeling like you have to go through a whole massive rebrand. And just remember that no matter what niche you're in, no matter what industry you're in, I'm saying this to myself, by the way, at the same time as I'm saying this on this podcast. This is a lesson I am learning again, which is kind of cool. No matter what industry you're in, there's going to be good. There's going to be bad. There's going to be good players. There's going to be bad and shady players. There's going to be drama. There's going to be gossip. There's going to be politics. There's going to be heavy lifting. There's going to be so much going on underneath the scenes or underneath the what we see from the outside. So if you're feeling the desire to really niche, make sure that you know the other side of that industry before you decide that you want to build your entire brand on that industry. And as long as you know it and you've experienced it and you've worked through it, and you're comfortable recognizing that there's an ugly underbelly in every single industry, and if you really want to stay in that industry after you've seen all that, awesome. Feel free to niche down. But oftentimes I find that niches can really be limiters as you want to grow and expand and as you want to freely grow and flow from one industry to another or one skill set to another. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I think it's really important. Like I said, this is definitely a lesson that I'm learning too right now, and it's kind of neat. And so I'm excited, you know, for 3 months down the road when I probably realize, yeah, I might still be in online marketing. I was just feeling disillusioned for a moment, and it's time to go back to exactly what I know. One big clarification is the difference between a niche and an industry. Some people really think that niching down is done by industries. Some people niche down by services. Some people niche down by personalities. I personally like to, if anything, niche by core values. And so I know what my core values are. I should probably do a podcast episode on this at some point, because you can really discover which industries you want to work with, what types of people you want to align with, the kind of work that you want to do when things align with your core values. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening to this before September 15th of 2020, head on over to BossCon 2020 and grab your tickets to our live event. We're going to be going really deep into expertise, the expert framework, and a few key changes that you can make to your business so that you can start ethically charging high ticket prices. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye, everyone.